Good day, everyone. I am Vianna Cassandra Yulubat, and now you are listening to my podcast. Animal Farm is a novel about a group of animals who take control of the farm they live on. The animals get fed up with Farmer Jones, so they kick him out. Life on the farm is nice for a while until they get rid of the tyrant Jones, and there's no hope for a happy future of less jobs, more education, and more food. Napoleon and Snowball fight for the hearts and mind of the other animals on the farm. Napoleon grabs authority by force, just as Farmer Jones had done. Ends up abusing the animals. The book concludes with the pig behaving and even dressed like human beings, while Animal Farm advocates the event of the Russian Revolution in reaction to questions he had about censorship within the British media during 1940s. Orwell was inspired to write and publish Animal Farm. Though critical of Lenin and Stalin in the 1920s and 1930s, in the latter half of the World War II, Great Britain allied the Stalin Soviet Union. Russia had been in a particular state of crisis in 1917. In the midst of World War I, where as a country of 157 million and rich in metal ores, in previous decades, it had failed to industrialize the way other European countries had. As a consequence, lacking sufficient supplies, troops were sent to the front. Bad labor conditions, low incomes, and food shortages intensified protests in the cities as casualties increased. In Animal Farm, there are many events which help to define and further the story. The meaning of events has twofold influence due to the poetic type of the novel. One remarkable event is when milk and apples are taken. This is when Squealer states that the milk and apples are for the pigs and the pigs only. This could be the first time that the pigs take matters into their own hands and ignore all the other animals. Also, when Napoleon gives Snowball a medal. This is after the Battle of Cowshed, when Mr. Jones tried to retake the farm. The animals drive them back, and after the battle, Napoleon gives Snowball a medal for Hero First Class. The last one is when Snowball comes up with windmill plan. This is before the election to see who is going to be the leader between Napoleon and Snowball. So, Snowball comes up with a plan for a windmill to automate many jobs around the barn and power the barn. All animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. This sentence is the one Animal Farm will always remember. Over time, the term equal is manipulated, since certain animals, including pigs, are thought to be superior to other animals later on. In this generation, the character of Napoleon still exists. Napoleon became a totalitarian leader. To capture and hold on to power on the farm, he uses violence, threats, and outright deceit. When it comes to the sufferings of his fellow beings, he is being cruel and uncaring, stealing food and other supplies for himself with little concern for others. Despite the fact that opposition to humanity is the driving force of humanists, he soon starts to follow the ways of men. He is therefore incompetent and not particularly intelligent. I personally believe that the ideal of a perfect society is nearly impossible, no matter how hard we try. In trying to build a perfect world, we have to take into consideration the need of every single individual, which is complicated for the most part. The challenge is that tear down a system will also only resurface to hinder this perfect society. If you dream about an ideal community, you're talking about one in which every individual is content. Again, I'm Vianna Cassandra Yulubat. Thank you for listening to my podcast.